Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so on Netflix, there's a fun little competition going on. It's called Squid Games, but it isn't the actual movie that was out. This is actually a competition where nobody, in fact, dies, but the whole thing is based off of Squid Games, and I think they did a fantastic job. At first, when I was going to watch this, I was like, this is going to be a stinker, but gosh, it was so good.
456 players competing for $4.56 million U.S. dollars.
That's crazy.
And they do all the games.
Yeah.
Kind of the most realistically real-life version you can do.
Yeah, the only one I haven't seen they didn't do is the Tug of War.
Probably because that was too hard to replicate.
I think so.
And I wondered that, too, there could be injuries. But they did do it, I think, on the Mr. Big. But anyway, we've got contestant 359.
Yes, Malik right here. He's a Bellevue guy. Malik, how you doing? Thanks for jumping on the show.
Yes, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Good.
God, we have so many. I have so many questions.
My first question is, Malik, are you going to get 359 tattooed on your body somewhere? Because that was your show number.
You know what? A lot of my, I would say, players in there, like my friends in there, they definitely got it tatted. I'm not sure if I would do it.
Dude, you have to.
So many of them were talking about it.
Crazy.
I mean, for the rest of your life, people was like, what's 359? Well, I was on the Squid Games.
Yeah. I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Malik, how did you get picked as a contestant on the Squid Games? How did that work?
Yeah, so one day I was actually just on my laptop looking for like a movie or a show on Netflix, and an ad popped up saying audition for Squid Games the Challenge, or now casting for Squid Games the Challenge. And in my mind, I'm just like, this is crazy. Who would do a reality show on Squid Games? And then I just ended up clicking on it just for my curiosity. And then it asked for a 1-minute audition tape and like some information behind me. So I was like, why not? Like, what's the chances, you know? And sure enough, I did that, and I got a call from a casting team in L.A. a week later, and they reached out and said that they want to keep moving forward with the process.
Oh, my God, dude, that is awesome. Because that was my biggest question. Like, how the heck? Because I thought the Squid Games was going to be something, like, in a different country. I didn't realize it was going to be people from, you know, the United States and everything like that.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. And you made it quite a bit, man. I had to go back and rewatch a lot of it to find out what took you down. And it was the marbles game. You made it to 63 people.
Correct. Yes, so marbles is the one that took me out. I had to play against one of my really, really good friends in the dorms. So it definitely kind of stung, but it's all right.
I got to say, okay, so this is the thing. Leading up to marbles, they are tricking you with a picnic. How did you not see that coming? Like, when I saw that, I was like, dude, do not pick your friend to sit on the picnic mat with
I didn't.
You. Like, that is, like, totally, this is such a setup. Like,
I didn't think
like,
it either, though,
I
Molly.
Hate you.
I would have been like, Jeff, let's do it. Molly, let's do it. Let's do the picnic thing.
Oh, no, I would have been like, let's go pick our biggest enemy and go share a picnic with them. Because I'm telling you, this is, they're splitting us up for something.
And that's what happened.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened is that they had to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, yeah, you are good. So in there, I mean, like, everybody's seen the show that definitely was competing. And, like, as a viewer, too, like, when I watched the show, I was like, oh, yeah, we know what's coming next. But being in there, it was so, like, tricky to us, like, these twists and, like, these different things. And on top of that, like, the amount of food we were getting, too, definitely kind of played a role on, like, our thinking process because we were not eating, I would say about less than 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like the movie. Remember, they'd give him a potato, and he'd eat a raw potato.
You're not thinking straight.
There was that one guy that was in the dorm. Did you see him, Lorenzo, who was, like, going back for seconds and thirds because he's, like, a total
guy.
Feeder?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, did people know that? Or did you find that out when you watched?
I found that out when I watched the show. I did not know that was going on. But I could see why he was probably doing it because we definitely were getting fed, like, I would say kid-sized portions.
And
it definitely messed with, like, us, our thinking process, what to do next. And like I said, the picnic, we just got done doing a challenge. And if you guys seen out there, it was the, you know, the Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And we did that like 7 hours before we did that picnic. So we're thinking, okay, cool. We got some time until we have to do another challenge, but we didn't think it was going to be that quick. Yeah. Okay.
It was how long, how many days did you make it? Cause you know, they do the, you know, they edit everything together. So how many days were you in there in the show?
So I was in there for about 10 days, 11 days, and they told us production would take about 16 days.
Okay. All right. We got a 359 here from Squid Games.
So the finale's this week. That'll be the final
episode.
Were you blown away with how well run that TV show is, or is it total chaos?
Yeah, so I would say it's pretty well-rounded. It definitely gave, you know, the drama effect that people wanted. It definitely gave the similarity of what that real show was, like the challenges-wise. And then it definitely showed a lot of people's, like, competitive, like, true colors. So I thought it was pretty interesting to watch everybody, especially everybody that I got to know, like, in person, and how their thought process was throughout that show.
Okay, so it's down to the final three. Are you surprised? Was it a surprise who is down to the final three? Because there were some twists and turns there at the
end. There was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Honestly, I'm very shocked of the finalist three that made it. And, you know, much respect to them because they definitely put in work to get there, too. Like, just like anybody that would have been in that top three. But, yeah, I'm actually pretty shocked. But who I'm rooting for is Mai.
Okay.
Yes.
Because she was like a mother in there for me. We definitely had many conversations in there.
If you were,
it's Mai, Sam, and Phil are the final three.
Yeah,
we got Malik Phil from Bellevue, sweet, who was on the Squid Games.
359.
Sam's kind of
359, buddy.
Sam's kind of interesting.
Awesome. All right, we got 359 here from Squid Games. All right, so I read a headline that there was no chapstick in there, so people were using the lubrication from condoms to moisten your lips. Is that true?
Yes, that is a true thing.
What?
There was many condom wrappers on the ground, and there definitely was one girl that, like, came to my face. I'm like, what is that in your hand? She's like, it's a condom. And I'm like, what are you doing with that? And she just said, rubbing it all over my lips, and then just all up in my face rubbing it. I'm like, oh, my God.
All right, yes, so Malik, do you think that the prophylactics were used more for lip balm, or were they getting used for
people hooking
intended,
up?
Were people hooking up?
So it was intended, you know, to at least kind of, I guess, push us to possibly hook up. You know, I mean, because the showers and the bathrooms were all co-ed. So and that's where, you know, they were
located. Were people hooking up?
It's funny because
was there any romance?
No. Okay. I'm not on screen and definitely not in the dorms, but maybe outside probably.
Okay. All right. Why not? Yeah. I guess you get to know somebody. It's funny because when there's a guy on there that he got knocked out during the battleship competition. He's the basketball player, the kind of like a jabroni type dude. We're rewatching it, and he's not the most popular dude, I guess, you know, and we're rewatching it trying to find out where you parted. And they cut to him, and he's doing an interview, and his lips are completely shiny. Yep. I laughed so hard last night. I was like, oh, my God.
You're like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. I know what that is, and it's not chapstick.
Yeah, that got out pretty quick of what we used. Well, not we, because I did not partake in that. But
everybody
were you
had
part of any alliances?
Yeah, so I definitely had an alliance in there. Like, there was only maybe two alliances shown, though, in the show, three alliances, but there was many.
Okay.
But yes, I was part of an alliance. A lot of mine got knocked out, I would say, after episode 7.
So, Malik, did you do better than you thought? Did you go further on the show than you thought you would?
Oh, yes. I thought I was going to be done for after Red Light, Green Light. That was the one I thought that was going to take me out.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
Do you have, like, do you do escape rooms? Like, do you have skills like this? Have you ever been in a challenge?
No. So, I have, prior military experience. So, it's, like, a lot of that, you know, just played into, you know, just being able to kind of, like, survive, I guess is the best way to put it. Or, you know, mentally be focused and physically, you know, be there. And then also just having to, like, deal with a bunch of people, like, around me. Because, like, living in that dorms was kind of, like, basic training living-wise.
Yeah, kind of like a prison. It was kind of, it was just like the movie.
Malik's on our team now. Oh, he's on our escape from New York, escape from Omaha. Like when the grid goes down, will you come get us?
I was so happy when I saw that you were a local guy that was on that Squid Games. So yeah, thanks for jumping on, man. Let's keep in touch for sure. Like
yeah,
you
no
said,
problem.
We got tons of questions for you. You
oh
just
my
don't
gosh,
have the time,
seriously.
You know?
It's like, I am just like, now that I have you, I'm like, oh, buddy, I have so many questions, so many wild things yeah. that happen. Like, and just like, you know, that's the thing with these shows, they cut and edit later. Mm-hmm. And so there's stuff yeah. going on that they create. And there are people that you can tell they have targeted for us as audience members to either root or for or against.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious if those people were villains in the space. You know, that guy that who is, was like Mr. Jabroni. Was yeah. he really like that?
that is true. So, yes, a lot of the characters that were portrayed as who Netflix wanted them to portray them as, it's similar to what their personalities are, but a lot of them are like misunderstood or like out of context of
okay.
what they were doing or how they act. So, yeah, that's the question that's been surfing a lot online. Okay. Like, hey, does, you know, player so-and-so actually act like this in person or, the, you know.
I mean.
And
oh,
it's like,
man.
We kind of, you know.
Like, Malik, you might be excellent at the game, but if he's not showing enough drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, there's some people that crush games and we don't see them until the final episodes.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's happened.
No drama. They've just been checking off boxes.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Malik, thanks for jumping on number 359. Get that tattoo. Get it somewhere no one can find it.
Yeah, Malik, I think that's a good tat. 359, your number from the Squid Game.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it. All right, see you later.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Where's he from, Bellevue?
Yeah, Bellevue guy. Isn't that
base?
Crazy?
Must be an airman.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, number 359. I honestly thought that show, how they started, that just shows everybody standing out in the dark somewhere on a street corner
yes.
or whatever, and a van pulls up and takes you. Dude, it's done so well. It's like, holy smokes, this thing is great.
I love that what they all needed was lip balm.
Oh, dude, isn't that funny? I laughed so hard. Wylene, I kind of forgot about that headline, but Wylene and I are watching it, trying to catch up again, because we've already seen the whole thing. Almost, except for the last episode, and she called out the shiny lips of that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I had to ask Malik. I had to ask him.
I did not know about that.
Yeah.
That is insane. I can't
Isn't
wait
that
to
weird?
Read about that. Gross.
I know. All right.
Sick.